Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You can get in on the action by calling us at 877-726-8255. What would an episode of Intelligent Medicine be without extolling the benefits of vitamin D? We're going to do that in just a moment, but you can call us live at 877-726-8255, but also there are other ways to get through to us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use that question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, which is one of our popular weekday podcasts. You can download them from your favorite podcast service, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher. You can also record a question, and that's by going to our website at drhoffman.com. And on the home page, on the right side of the page, if you're using a PC or Mac, there's a rectangular box on the right side that if you click on, it prompts you to record a question, as did Hagen. Let's hear from Hagen.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I just purchased some glutathione using FullScript, and now I'm sort of re-questioning my purchase because I thought I've heard you in the past say you simply can't take glutathione to improve your glutathione, rather that you would need to take the precursors to glutathione. What are your thoughts on that? And did I make a smart move just simply purchasing the glutathione? Thanks so much.
Okay, well, you know, Hagen, you've touched upon one of the biggest controversies in the field of nutritional supplementation, which is how do you rev up your levels of glutathione? And so what is glutathione? Glutathione is the premier antioxidant within cells. It's a detoxifying substance, and cells make it. So the question is, can you take it orally, and will it be broken down and digested before it gets to your cells? It's actually a tripeptide. It's three amino acids together. It's glycine and glutamine and cysteine. And so by taking those precursors, you can actually somewhat build up your glutathione levels. In particular, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, is a good way to build up glutathione. But the question is whether taking oral glutathione actually gets into your cells. And there are actually some studies that suggest that some of the newer forms of glutathione are bioavailable. And they take advantage of what's called lipospheric technology. There's microspheres which are coated, and they allow for protection of the glutathione as it goes through the gastrointestinal tract and direct absorption into the bloodstream to deliver some levels of glutathione. Other ways to get glutathione, you can get intravenous glutathione. There's some studies that show that it's beneficial for Parkinson's disease and other conditions, chronic fatigue syndrome, chemical toxicity. There's also the possibility of taking a probiotic that synthesizes glutathione within the gastrointestinal tract, where it's then absorbed into the bloodstream. And that product is called RegActive, made by one of our good sponsors, EFI, Essential Formulas. And RegActive contains a strain of bacteria called ME3. ME3 has the ability to synthesize glutathione. We know that certain probiotics synthesize critical nutrients like B vitamins and vitamin K. Well, this one makes glutathione. So that's another way you can get glutathione into your system. So the bottom line, nobody really knows the answer. You want to hedge your bets. You can take N-acetylcysteine and or glutamine or glycine and take RegActive and then maybe take some oral glutathione. And if you can find a nutritionally oriented physician who offers IV therapy, intravenous glutathione is an option. But, you know, there's a convenience issue, there's a price issue with intravenous stuff. So for some people, the oral is the best alternative. Okay, thanks for that good question. 877-726-8255 for live calls. Okay, let's revisit vitamin D, because we know vitamin D is of great importance. We recently interviewed Dr. John Cannell, who's the godfather of vitamin D research. He's the head of the Vitamin D Research Council, a worthy organization that gets the word out about vitamin D. And it's really been life-changing for so many individuals who became aware that just, you know, taking a multivitamin or vitamin D 400 international units isn't going to do the trick, especially if you're challenged with a health condition, an autoimmune condition, cancer, a brain disorder, cardiovascular disease. It goes far beyond just supporting bone health. So this item has to do with MCI, mild cognitive impairment, and also Alzheimer's disease. And it's a fascinating study because what they found is that there is a direct correlation between blood levels of 25-hydroxyvitamin D and cognitive scores in patients with MCI and Alzheimer's disease. The higher the level of vitamin D, the lower the likelihood of mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease was divided into three stages: mild, moderate, and severe. And the more severe it was, the lower the vitamin D. So the researchers conclude that, and this, you know, when researchers actually say that you might want to consider taking a vitamin, that's a big concession. They say that vitamin D levels could be biomarkers for prediction and diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment in various stages of Alzheimer's disease. And the results support the utility of vitamin D supplementation in Alzheimer's disease therapy regimen. So anyone with memory problems, certainly with dementia, should be supplementing aggressively with vitamin D, and make sure you get your levels checked. Also, this one, and I thank one of my good colleagues, Dr. Gio Espinosa, who's a naturopathic urologist specializing in naturopathic and natural support for prostate cancer, for calling this article to my attention. Circulating vitamin D levels and mortality in prostate cancer patients. Well, it turns out there is what's called a dose-response relationship. In other words, the higher your vitamin D, the lower your risk of dying of prostate cancer. And this is a meta-analysis. They looked at a variety of studies comprising nearly 8,000 individuals. The results indicated that higher vitamin D levels could reduce the risk of death among prostate cancer patients. Now, again, we're going to say vitamin D is some ultimate panacea, or that in and of itself is going to prevent dying of prostate cancer, but your likelihood of dying from prostate cancer is dramatically reduced when you have adequate levels of vitamin D. And this may actually speak to kind of a conundrum, which is that African-American individuals, males, of course, have a much higher incidence of prostate cancer. They also are known to have much lower levels of vitamin D, partially because, well, if you've got dark skin already, you're not going to spend a lot of time tanning yourself. Plus, it takes longer to make vitamin D when you have darker skin. Dark skin is an adaptation to living at the equator, and folks living in Stockholm or Winnipeg or Boston or Seattle, if they're African American, they're going to have low levels of vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency is epidemic among African Americans, and so too is prostate cancer. So fascinating studies verifying the importance of maintaining adequate levels of vitamin D. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255 for questions live this hour on Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson, Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. When it comes to energy, there are a variety of things that I recommend to support your energetic portfolio. We talked in hour one about nicotinamide riboside. That's of great importance. Then, of course, there's coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. There's carnitine. There's ribose. There are various adaptogens like ginseng that can be used. Magnesium is of great importance. But energy protocol is complete without NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT factor works on the mitochondria, and clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it has an anti-aging effect. You've heard me talk for a long time about Propax with NT factor. It's a complete vitamin and mineral formula, but a while ago I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and yet harness the power of NT factor. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, you get another one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I personally take NT factor. I've been taking advantage of its restorative power for years, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And remember the coupon code Hoffman at checkout for the buy one, get one free offer. This item has to do with pregnancy, and these days there's more and more infertility, and partly it's that women are delaying pregnancy. Couples want to get it just right. They want to have their careers established. They want to make enough money. And of course there's contraception. So contraception allows us to delay pregnancy, sometimes to the point where women experience infertility, and then it becomes a problem. Something that used to be the easiest thing in the world becomes a task. And according to research, the stress of infertility actually adds to infertility. This is from Ohio State University Medical Center. It's actually a study, it's a couple of years old. According to researchers, women who had the highest levels of stress actually took 29% longer to get pregnant compared to other women, and the risk of infertility doubled. So, you know, it's a perfect storm. You wait and you wait and you wait, and then is the most natural thing in the world becomes a stressful event. Infertility adds to the stress, and Bingo. It gets harder and harder to get pregnant. So, you know, in a prenatal program, stress reduction in a comprehensive program, you know, whether you're getting a high-tech IVF or IUI, stress reduction can play an important role in facilitating a better outcome. Let's talk to Mark from Philadelphia. How you doing, Mark?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Our daughter's boyfriend, he's a runner. He's in grad school. He ran for an Ivy League school. He was at Penn. He's at Columbia now. And he is a marathoner like you. Now, he had his vitamin D checked, and I asked him. He said, oh, the doctor said it was okay.
Yeah.
But he doesn't remember the exact number. Would I be able to give him a supplement with 5,000 IU daily and balance
it with
K?
That should be fine. That should be fine.
That should be fine. Okay.
Yeah, especially in the wintertime.
Listen.
Yeah. And, you know, there's actually some evidence that it improves athletic performance. In fact, there's some, there was kind of a celebrated, it's really anecdotal, it's not really a study, but the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup a few years back. And one of their secrets was that the team physician had them all taking generous amounts of vitamin D. I don't know whether that made the crucial difference, but, you know, when
that's interesting.
Hockey is really one of the most demanding aerobic sports. People think it's basketball, but when it comes to aerobic expenditure, it actually turns out that hockey, with its incessant, you know, skating up and down and back and forth, is actually something that has more aerobic demands than even basketball or football, certainly baseball, even European football or soccer. So, you know, I think that would be beneficial. Yeah, wish we knew the number. That can easily be obtained. You know, just ask the doctor for your test results. You're entitled to your test results, and you can actually find out what precisely makes a difference. Okay, this item, abstinence makes the brain go smarter. Massachusetts General Hospital study finds that 1 month of abstaining from cannabis or marijuana resulted in measurable improvement in memory functions important for learning among adolescents and young adults who are regular cannabis users. So really, you know, this is not surprising, is that the stuff can impair learning and memory. And that's why I'm not for legalization of pot to make it more accessible to young people. Yeah, maybe adults, occasional recreational use, but incessant habitual use can make you dumb. That's why they call it dope. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we've got a caller, Daniel from Queens. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I was told I have a MGUF, which is a slightly elevated protein in the blood.
Yeah, pretty common. Can I just share with listeners what that is? MGUS is actually, it's not a condition where you're going to experience a lot of symptoms. It just comes up on a blood test that there may be higher levels of a certain protein. It's monoclonal gammopathy of unknown source. And it's not clear why it arises. It's not that uncommon, fairly common in individuals as they age. And you got to look out because sometimes, not always, but sometimes it can be a precursor to multiple myeloma, which is a bone marrow cancer. And since, you know, the white blood cells originate in the bone marrow, it's thought that that may be the source of those elevated proteins, but it doesn't always develop into that. So, you know, it's just something to be watched. So go ahead.
Everything else, all the other readings, the hematology reports, and every other thing on the blood work came out good. As a matter of fact, the hematologist told me, he said, Daniel, don't worry about it because I'm not concerned about it.
Exactly.
And he took some other blood tests, and I'll go back in about a month. But he says, you know, I'm not concerned. My question to you, Dr. Hoffman, is what nutritional steps could I take to lower it or keep it at bay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is a condition where we don't even know why it arises. And there's no specific nutritional protocol that addresses it. You know, it's not like nicotinamide riboside for, say, patients who are experiencing fatigue. It might increase their energy. It's unclear what specific nutrients have an impact on MGUS. But it's a good idea to optimize your vitamin D, because vitamin D is strongly implicated in multiple myeloma. And as with many cancers, that it doesn't necessarily mean 100% shield against developing cancer, but if you develop cancer, you're going to get better outcomes and less risk of succumbing to your cancer if you have adequate levels of vitamin D. And it's actually been demonstrated in multiple myeloma. Also, I would really try and detoxify your life, detoxify your diet, detoxify your environment, minimize your exposure to harmful chemicals, plastics, and so on, because, why do we see these diseases in Western society to such an extent? They're relatively unusual in the third world. So it may well have to do with the stuff that we eat, the stuff that we cook with, the stuff we store our food in, the air we breathe, the water we drink. And so I would go on a very clean, natural diet using organic foods. No 100% guarantee that's going to make a difference, but it's well advised. Other supplements that might be beneficial, if you're a patient of mine, I might put you on something like curcumin or EGCG. EGCG, while not demonstrating its effects in multiple myeloma, it's got actually some good clinicals in CLL, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is another blood-related disorder. So these are some of the shielding nutrients. We might want to assess levels of critical nutrients in your case and supplement the ones that are deficient. But, you know, an overall bulwark against cancer progression is a really clean diet, natural lifestyle, exercise, oxygenating your tissue. These are things that could make a difference. But then again, as your doctor said, this is a common condition in older individuals, and they're just going to watch it. So it really shouldn't affect your life, unless for some reason it starts to progress. Okay? Thank you very much for your call. I want to share this with you. You know, your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excess release of adrenaline and cortisol caused by stress, plus environmental exposures and free radicals, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. So, let me tell you about a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's Neurothera from Claire Labs. Neurothera provides balanced nutrition. We call it neuronutrition. Feed your head. And use daily Neurothera. Supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. Neurothera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. And I believe in Neurothera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, which you can find at drhoffmanstore.com. The entire protocol is there, and I've included Neurothera in it. For more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for Neurothera. And let's see if we can take a call. We have a call from Susan. Okay, great. We have a live caller, Susan from Queens. Hi, how are you?
Okay. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You know, I just wanted to tell you two quick things that I remember about Carlton Fredericks. About 35 years ago.
For our listening audience, let's say tell them who Carlton Fredericks is. I consider him my predecessor here on radio. I've been doing radio for, 30 years now. But Carlton Fredericks, he really introduced this Q&A format to health radio back in the 50s and 60s, and he reigned supreme until his death in the 80s. And he really was the godfather of health talk radio. And so that's what Susan's an old timer. You're referencing Carlton Fredericks. So go ahead, share with us.
Yes. Okay. So I remember it was about 35 years ago, and he used to say that they had done studies on high blood pressure, and that they found that the people who were treated for their high blood pressure and the people who weren't treated, they lived about the same amount of time.
Wow. He was so prescient. And that new study that I just shared with you, that
exactly.
says exactly the same thing. So there you have mm-hmm. it. I mean, he was a seer.
And he also said that the people who were treated sometimes didn't have the same quality of life because they had side effects from the medication. And, and then you had also said that maybe it was because of the their lifestyle or they were overweight or bad diet or lack of exercise. That would explain, if you do that, those things, that it would be better, if you watched your diet and everything.
Yeah, so another way of saying that is that, if you simply isolate blood pressure and you just, you fix the number. It's like, oh, great, your blood pressure is fine. Everything's good. And then you still get a heart attack. You still get a stroke, or you still get diabetes, or you still die of cancer. And, that's because we take this laser-like approach to cholesterol, to blood pressure. We fix numbers, but we don't take a comprehensive approach to the whole body. And by the way, I'm not here to knock high blood pressure therapy, because I put patients on blood pressure medication as little as possible. But when blood pressure is sky high, they got to be protected. But that's after lifestyle measures are not adequate to control blood pressure. You can't always get your blood pressure under control, even with the most stringent diet and exercise. So, but thanks for sharing with us. Did you have a question?
Oh, well, there was another. I just wanted to tell you one other thing. I had to shut the show off for a few minutes because I had a phone call. And when I turned the show back on, And you were talking about infertility. And I remember Carlton Fredericks used to say that that he was the father of thousands of children, because he used to tell women when they were infertile that maybe their hormones were imbalanced and that they should take the B complex. And sure enough, that had happened to me, and I took the B complex and it worked. So I
Bingo.
Just wanted to share those two funny things with you.
Well, in addition to becoming fertile, you may have safeguarded your child from a serious medical problem, like a neural tube defect, autism. We know that the B vitamins are protective against those problems. So, I'm really proud to carry on in the legacy of the late, great Carlton Fredericks. That's quite a compliment. Thank you so much, Susan. I really appreciate it. This item has to do with a common concern. Can curcumin mess up your blood thinning medications? It is said that you got to be careful if you're on a blood thinner when you're taking curcumin. Curcumin is such a valuable supplement when it comes to reducing the risk of Alzheimer's disease. It has anti-cancer effects. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's wonderful for osteoarthritis. And yet people are afraid to take it if they're on a blood thinner. So a newly published study speaks to this issue. Researchers in Italy study the effect on blood clotting of a curcumin preparation, brand name Mariva. And that's one of the supplements available to you via FullScript. Actually, it's not via FullScript. It's available from, get it via the usual sources. In patients taking drugs affecting platelet aggregation, such as aspirin, Plavix, Pradaxa, Coumadin, and so on. And they looked at interactions between Mariva and also thyroid medication and metformin, a diabetes drug. We'll talk about metformin a little later. In the clotting studies, patients were given a gram of metformin daily for 10 days. No significant difference was found in bleeding time when looking at what's called the INR. That's the standard way of measuring the effects of blood thinners. The ProTime or INR, you want it a little high because that'll suggest that it takes a little longer for you to clot. The thyroid tests were not changed in patients taking Mareva, and there was no interaction noted between Mareva and metformin. So the study shows that Mareva, and this suggests that most curcumin preparations can be taken safely in conjunction with anti-clotting medications, thyroid medication, or metformin. Very cool study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number, should you choose to call us, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's take a call now from Dorothy. Hey, Dorothy.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been taking vitamins, minerals, and herbs for many, many years. I'm 82, and I take no medications. Now, I know that in certain medications, the efficacy of usage wears off, but would this also apply to certain supplements? And if so, which ones in particular? Thank you ever so much.
Okay, well, that's a great question, and you sound like a really good exemplar of the effectiveness of taking supplements over many years, because you sound vigorous and sharp. Okay, so what Dorothy's talking about is a phenomenon in medicine that we call tachyphylaxis. And that's a fancy word meaning that after a while, the effect of something wears off. And we see this in certain categories of medication. We see this, for example, in antidepressants. Antidepressants work great for a while, and then they stop working for some reason. I guess after a while, the body gets used to them, and you need more and more. That's another phenomenon called tolerance that occurs often with pain medications. Okay, a little bit at first, great, but then you need more and more and more, and then pretty soon you're hooked, you're addicted, and then you go through withdrawal when you stop. That's a little different than what's called tachyphylaxis. Tachyphylaxis also occurs with steroids. Yeah, they work fine. Yeah, maybe you get a steroid shot the first time, then the next time it's not as effective, and you know, third and fourth time doesn't work at all. Same thing with oral steroid medication. You end up dependent. And so we don't know that much about tachyphylaxis or the wearing off of the beneficial effects of supplements. We really don't, and maybe more research needs to be done on that. There's some studies that suggest that if you're taking vitamin C long-term, you shouldn't suddenly stop your vitamin C cold because your body might have gotten used to higher levels of vitamin C intake. However, those studies are really not that well documented, let's put it that way. So we don't know much about – it's a great question, but we really don't know. So what some people do – they suggest, so we go on a vitamin holiday, just stop taking vitamins. Well, that happens anyway. You know, some people, they go on a trip, they forget to take their vitamins. I did that once when I went to Spain for, 10 days. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to die without my vitamins. No, it was fine, you know. And then maybe my body rebooted its response to the vitamins once I started taking them again. People just simply run out of vitamins. Okay. And then, you know, they start up again. So these sort of natural accidents sometimes allow our bodies to reboot. It's not a particular concern of mine, and I think you can steadily take vitamins day in and day out without them becoming less effective. Some of the effect of vitamins is just cumulative. You know, day in and day out, your body is supplied with the nutrients that it needs, and then ultimately that has a good effect. But great question. You know, I'll look in the future for evidence of that effect, but I don't think there are many studies on it. Thanks for your question, Dorothy. All right, this item, this may be the first instance in which a parent was jailed for feeding their child Coca-Cola. It's kind of unprecedented, but if I read on, you'll understand why. Two boys, aged 3 and 4, have been taken into care in France after their father fed them almost exclusively on Coca-Cola. The father of two boys, aged 3 and 4, has been jailed in France. This is a case of frank child abuse. For feeding them nearly exclusively on Coca-Cola. The father, they say, can neither read nor write nor count. He doesn't realize the seriousness of the situation. Spent all his welfare money on alcohol. And so little money was left. He bought Coca-Cola for his kids to drink, thinking, oh, hey, that's fuel. Well, the eldest boy had to have 7 sugar rotten teeth removed, and the second does not speak. Both have been taken to care where they have been introduced to meat and vegetables. According to the deputy public prosecutor, quote, there was nothing in their flat. There was no fridge. The children slept on a mattress without covers, and there were no toys. Their father fed them on cakes and Coke. So, you know, that unfortunate natural experiment, things don't go better with Coke when it's your exclusive form of food intake. All right, this item, a big fight has erupted in the nutrition community about coconut oil. A professor, Karen Michaels, made the controversial claim in Germany last month that coconut oil is poison. And Dr. Asim Malhotra has fired back that these claims are irresponsible. And he says that this is an entirely false claim and needs to be retracted. And actually, there's some scientific basis for believing that coconut oil may be better for your cholesterol than other forms of fat. It's a saturated fat. But according to research, Cambridge University research earlier this year looked at the effects of extra virgin olive oil on cholesterol levels. 3 groups of folks, they got either coconut oil, olive oil, which has proven to lower LDL cholesterol, or butter. And what they found is that the group who ate butter saw their LDL levels rise by about 10%. There were no such rises for coconut oil or olive oil. But the only oil that raised HDL, even more so than olive oil, was coconut oil. So how can that be bad when it comes to cardiovascular protection? Well, butter and olive oil, butter and olive oil raised HDL slightly by 5%, but coconut oil raised it by a staggering 15%, suggesting that it may be more cardioprotective than we think. Certainly not poison. And I agree with Dr. Malhotra that that's unscientific nonsense. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. Great questions today. Remember, this program is the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You can get more information by going to drhoffman.com, subscribe to our podcast, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to our newsletter. This is Intelligent Medicine. Have a great weekend.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new. Agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD Evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.